from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97 on a ticket. Do we have a short show today?
Yeah, by 10 minutes, I think.
Do we? Because Tigers play this afternoon.
2:20 first pitch, I believe.
Okay.
With undecided taking the hill again.
He's gotten a lot of starts lately.
He really has. He's done really well.
Undecided's been pretty good. And
even decided's done well.
Well, that's what I want to get to. I don't know that we're watching the beginning of something special here, but here's what I do know. And you tell me I'm wrong. They are putting out a lineup filled with a ton of homegrown position player talent for the first time since like the late 70s, early 80s. Like this is a bunch of, and not all of it's homegrown talent.
No, but, they've traded for some.
Yeah, but can you remember a time in the last 40 years since Tram Whitaker, Gibby, Lance Parrish, that group, that there have been this much homegrown talent?
The 87 team, it's interesting because I saw last night and it made me think of it. I'm going to have to go back and look at it. But the 87 team, they said, mentioned last night, they had 7 left-handers in a lineup last night. And they said it was the most left-handers they had in the lineup since 1987 in a single game. And I remember with that team that they were extraordinarily proficient at hitting the ball out of the park.
Okay.
Like, I think everybody in the infield hit at least 20 home runs. And that was like Darnell Coles, Barbaro Garbe, Matt Noakes. Because at this point, and obviously Trammell Whitaker were still there. But at this point, Lance Parrish had left the team. This is Gibby's last year with the Tigers as well. But they started to bring in an influx of different players. And whether they were traded for or they were homegrown, 87 seems to strike a chord.
Suffice it to say, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. Because last night, Parker Meadows, homegrown. Riley Green, homegrown. Kerry Carpenter, homegrown. Colt Keith, homegrown. Spencer Torkelson, homegrown. Jace Young, homegrown. McKinstry, no. Sweeney, no. Jake Rogers, homegrown. And these guys are all young-ish. I mean, like Carpenter's what, 26? So he's almost done.
Yeah, 25. I want to say he's 25, but yeah.
Anyway, the point is, I've had the last 3 games on my television in their entirety. I've at one point had to run some errands during games, and sometimes it was video wallpaper while I was making dinner, doing some cleaning, some laundry. So basically the game was on in the background. But I've actually enjoyed the hell out of these 3 games, basically since they called up Jace Young and Sweeney. And that's not to mention that maybe the guy we should be most excited about, Max Clark, is still on his way.
Mm-hmm.
McGonigal's still on his way.
Clark hit his second home run at West Michigan.
That was a two-strike against a left-handed pitcher. Tyron Lorenzano is on his way. I kind of butchered the last name, didn't I?
Lorenzo, yes. Lorenzo. Although he has not played in the last few games, I'm efforting to try to find some information on that.
Okay. This is – it may not work. Okay, let's be clear.
Sure.
It may not work. But this is – we haven't seen the Tigers do this in forever, if I'm correct. I mean, I've been trying to think of lineups and errors.
I mean, you're probably right. You have to go back to the late 70s when they had all these guys coming up together with Tram, Lou, Gibby, Parrish. That's just, you know, from that standpoint. And Tom Brookins as well. And then you had pitchers like Morris and Petrie coming up as well. Other players, then they started to acquire guys in trades and make some moves, and some of them were tough decisions to make. Steve Kemp was an outstanding player for the Tigers for a few years in a row there, but they said, we need a better outfielder, and they traded for Chet Lemon. And you know, they had all-star players like Jason Thompson and Rusty Staub that they moved on from to get other players and different types of veterans, and eventually you mold into that team that won the World Series, and unfortunately was just the one World Series, but only two teams from the American League made the playoffs back then, so it was really tough. But this is, I mean, put it this way. When you're watching this team and you ask yourself in the offseason, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. I mean, like, okay, free agency, let's go get a couple bats. Let's get to, well, okay, where do you want those bats to be, and how significant of a, you know, of a move do you really want to make here? Because this team, not only when you look at it outfield-wise, if you have Parker Meadows, Riley Green, and let's say Matt Vierling. Okay, good defensive outfielder, and actually he's better than average hitter. And Kerry Carpenter is another outfielder, but can play DH. And then what about Wenzel Perez? What about Justin Henry Molloy? I mean, this is what they have. Like, do you need to get an outfielder? I'm not sure you do. Okay, infield. Chase Young is going to be a work in progress at third base, but he can hit. You've got Colt Keith over at second base. First base, okay, by the end of the season, we'll know. Well, we'll have a better idea anyway if Torkelson's an answer, or if Torkelson is, are you done with him, or does he get another year to work at it, right? Because we're not sure about first base yet. Shortstop, you know, you've got the contract with Javi, but maybe this is the offseason where the big move is we're going to eat the contract, and Sweeney, it's your job right now, which, by the way, we've got guys in the minors right now that could back that up if we had to with Navigato and some other players that they have, Hau-Yu Lee. You know, it's another middle infielder, more of a second baseman type, but it feels like this team right now in the catching position looks pretty good too for the future. So it's interesting to watch them, because it feels like this whole entire group, along with some guys we've already seen for depth players, are going to move on to next year's team. Like, I don't look at this roster that as it stands right now. Aside from Zach McKinstry, I'm not sure if anybody else is going to be cut from this team.
Yeah, you know, you think about, they've been able to draft, develop, and have homegrown pitchers.
Yes.
But, I mean, it felt like there was this trivia question out there. The last homegrown Tiger starter, everyday player was Travis Fryman.
Yeah.
It went like 20 years where that was the answer to this trivia question, because they weren't developing their own position players. And they
had Higginson, in some ways, and every once in a while you'd see Higginson or Castellanos, but it wasn't consistent. This is a whole group of guys.
Now, nobody has reached superstar status. There are guys that are trending in a very good direction.
Riley Green is on the precipice. Yep.
My God. I mean, you fully bought into, and I thought it was insanely early, Parker Meadows since his return. And you know, I was wondering what was wrong with you, but he's continuing to reward you for this ridiculously early statement. And it really has me questioning you, but I'm loving it. I mean, I'm loving it. That double he legged out last night that looked like a single.
Yeah,
the one I can't remember which inning it was, but
there was the second one that he.
Yeah. The point being, I can get on board with watching this product. And the question, I mean, so I've had the last three Tiger games on in late August on a team that's out of it, and I've enjoyed it. Is it only because they're winning? Well, I don't know. I enjoyed the game the other night when Torque went 4-for-4 and they lost.
Well, they're 10-8 in August. It's not like they're winning at some huge clip. They're barely above 500 for the month, but nonetheless, they're above 500 for the month that we thought was going to be really tough after the trade deadline, when you traded away some pretty important pieces to this team. You know, like, oh, well, Jack Flaherty just got traded. Now what? Yeah. Well, here comes the cobbler or whatever undecided. You want to call.
We forgot about how good undecided.
Undecided's been great. And A.J. Hinch deserves a ton of credit. And obviously the pitchers do. And Fetter and everybody else that's been working on this. But, I mean, it falls under A.J. Hinch's hat here. It's been amazing what they've done with the pitching staff.
The team that has taken the field for the Tigers right now, for me, is interesting as hell. Now, that doesn't mean it is for everybody, but I find it to be a very interesting collection of players.
I mean, right now it is fun because the young guys are playing and they're actually producing and showing signs of maybe what can come, right? I think, and being 10-8, at least they're not, 3-15, Gator, right? I mean, they're showing some signs. They win every now and then. They're winning this series right now. I think it's okay now. But what happens, because they're not playing for anything, what happens next year? And this is the dark cloud. If Javi Baez is still on this team, even with all these young guys, I don't think they'll be able to, this organization will be able to escape that from the fan base that Javi Baez is still
the,
there.
The Baez.
He's going to be too distracting, even though they have all these other young guys. That is a big thing, I think, this offseason to address right away as far as fan interest. You know what I'm saying, Doug? Yeah. I know they're going to be interested, but you cannot ignore Javi Baez. You just can't.
It's so funny because the last two stops they've made on this road trip, well, I guess it wasn't, but between Williamsport and Chicago, Baez has gotten a hero's welcome. It's so bizarre because we're like, that's not the guy we had. And I just can't get over it. The hero's welcome.
Well, you said on the road.
Yep.
So yep. It's not going to happen here.
248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback coming up. I don't know if other people are finding this team interesting. We just pointed out how they're so different from what they've been for so many years that you just, I don't know, maybe because it's different and that'll wear off.
This is, it's eerily similar to a 1978 team. It really is. I've got those stats in front of me and the ages of the players.
I mean, and that works.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Worked out. That's like the best case scenario. Yeah, well, maybe not the best. They only won one World Series, but they did win a World Series, the core that came up together.
And it took them a while to get there. I mean, that's 78 to 84 is six full seasons. And if this is, nobody wants to wait 6 years to win a World Series, but at least you're making the playoffs earlier now as a possibility because there are more teams than what that team in 78 had to go through. You had to win the division to make the playoffs.
Yeah, are these numbers worth going over? I mean, we're not going to bore people to death with numbers.
I don't think so. I mean, because you go back to the 1978 team, and you got Lou Whitaker at 21, Alan Trammell was 20, Jason Thompson, the first baseman, was 23, Steve Kemp, the outfielder, was 23, Lance Parrish was 22. I mean, that's an impressive group of and that's just position players, let alone, Dave Rosemo was 21, Jack Morris was 23. So that was a young team, and you had Mark Friedrich, who was 23 at the time, that you were hoping was going to be able to come back from injury. Unfortunately, he wasn't. But the point being, a ton of youth on that team, and there's a ton of youth on this team, and it feels like these guys aren't going anywhere. Like, these are pieces. Some of these guys are going to be absolute foundation pieces, and other guys are getting that opportunity to find out if they are.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.